My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Since we got our first preseason game locally here last night with the Giants and the Lions, I know there were a couple of other games. You had the Hall of Fame game last week. Why not start with the football? And here's my one thought before we get to the actual game itself, because there's certainly some things to discuss, even though Daniel Jones didn't play and most of the ones didn't play. And I know this is something that we've talked about for years and years, and it's never changing. But I got to tell you, the fact that season ticket holders have to pay full price for this crap,
that's a good point,
is a complete and utter sham. Now, I know the weather wasn't good last night.
Misty.
Lousy. You turn that game on, it seemed like Bob Papa, Carl Banks, and Phil Sims were alone doing the game with 22 guys on the field.
it was a rough start. Because I think, to your point, none of the starters played.
Not many.
And Brian Daboll came out and said, hey, we're going to keep this thing very vanilla. There was no motion. Mm-mm. It was pretty much like watching
a scrimmage.
A scrimmage. Exactly what it was. There was no motion. There was nothing fancy. It was downhill football, double teams across the front. It was just coming downhill. Eric Gray had a great day. I thought he did a great job for himself. I think he had 98 yards from scrimmage. So
beautiful touchdown run.
Great. You know, stuck his foot in the ground, got north. I think yesterday was something that we're probably going to see throughout training camp. I mean, preseason. I don't think a lot of teams are going to do much. They're going to let the boys roll the football out and just go.
And yet, and you're right, most of the teams, it's exactly what they're going to do. And yet, you will see Josh Allen play tomorrow. You will see Patrick Mahomes play, if it wasn't last night, I'm not even sure. Point is, you do have some of the star players and some of the ones that will get reps. And not to make this a conversation about ones and twos, stuff like that, but like last night, that was a tough watch from the standpoint of Nate Sudfeld is brutal. Like, that's an NFL quarterback. It goes
I
to
played
show
with
how
his brother, Zach.
Okay.
His brother was with the Jets with me. He was a tight end. Actually got hurt. Calvin Pryor, who was a safety, got drafted to the Jets. Yeah. Knocked him out of bounds in a practice, and he blew his ACL, and that was the last of him. Overall, it was tough from the standpoint because I think we're all itching for football to start.
Yes.
And it was kind of like a womp, womp, womp. However, it is preseason. This is what it is. So if you're looking for all the bells and whistles and kind of things to get ramped up, it's not going to happen. What you're going to see is a lot of guys with their baseball caps on, towels around their neck, popping sunflower seeds. So if you're looking for your guy, you probably won't see him this preseason.
No, the one guy I was looking for, just to see, because we've heard so much about him and, you know, the repertoire he's got going with Daniel Jones, was Malik Nabers. Now, he didn't play a lot, but he was out there in the first quarter. And Drew Locke they were never on the same page. Locke,
can I
really
say
did.
Something to
yes.
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, turn on the tape. The guy was bracketed.
I'm just saying.
Because there was, I read reports how the fans were like, throw the ball to the neighbors. If you know anything about football, there's a guy in front of you and there's a guy behind you. You probably shouldn't throw him the football. There's like one time where he got loose.
There was the one time, and I think it was Carl that said, throw it. And then Phil said, yeah, but there's the safety coming from behind.
Yeah.
So
they were trapping him. They were trying to bait him into an interception.
Where on television, it looked like he was wide open.
Correct.
But then again, Phil saw the safety coming from, you know, over the top. Point is, like, that was the one guy you were kind of hoping to see something from. and it didn't happen. That said, you're going to have the, I know he left with a little bit of an injury too, Locke did, but it doesn't seem to be serious. The Tommy DeVito thing seems to continue to live on, and yet I don't know what to make of it because I don't know what his future is here.
Listen, the Giants are going to keep three quarterbacks. Bottom line, Tommy DeVito's not going anywhere.
But if he ends up on the practice squad, you don't think someone would pick him off? I mean, he showed he can at least play at the level last year. He's gone out there yesterday. I'm not saying he was John Elway last night, but he made some
something
good
happened yesterday when he was on the field. It seemed like the energy, the offense started clicking. He was 8 for 15. Obviously, we can see he sacked one time, but he's mobile. He's young. He's a local legend. Like me and Carter talk about it all the time. He'll never pay for food in this town for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's a folk hero. So I think the Giants love that. He's young. And you see there's some fight in him. Because there was some parts of the game where protection broke down. I'm like, this kid is in trouble. He was able to get out of the pocket, make some throws, throw the ball away. So he has some competency to him. Will somebody grab him? Who knows? I mean, I think Dayball likes him, honestly.
Oh, I don't think there's a question about that, but I know when you get put to the practice squad that, you know, another team can just 100%. Come pluck you right off and put you on the roster. And I would think in a quarterback starved league, and again, I'm not making fun of anybody. It was second string stuff last night, but there are second string quarterbacks that don't look the part. And you sit there.
Oh, 100%.
But you know, they were great college players, but for whatever reason at the NFL level, it doesn't compute and they're on the roster because it's a roster spot. Tommy DeVito has shown he can play a little bit. I would think one out of 31 other teams might need that.
Maybe, but I think it's too early. It's too early in the season to tell. I think he's definitely garnered some attention from other teams. It's just a matter of if the Giants want to protect him. Do they want to kind of hide him in some type of fashion? I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't ever see the kid leaving the town. I think he's just going to be the Hurt Williams of the New York Giants.
Yeah, oh, he might be.
He's going to ride the bench for the rest of his life, and he's just going to be a part of the New York Giants. That's how it's going to be.
No, he did make some good throws, as we talked about. And Eric Gray, that would have been, I think, probably the story of the game had DeVito not come in. Because the one catch out of the backfield, the touchdown run was a beautiful, the jab step right goal. And by the way, set up by what? A great draw play. And fake by DeVito.
Yeah, but I also think, you know, when you talk about it, we're watching it as it goes on right now. I think one thing about Eric Gray that I loved, he looked like his legs, I'm always a fan of a running back who runs behind his pads, meaning he's able to load his shoulder and just get north. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of dancing. That's more instinctual. And I think he showed that last night. So I was happy to see that.
What is it? So it seemed like this now. They come off this first preseason game. Obviously, you get to work on the second one. You've got the season now just a few weeks away. Today is like, tomorrow. Starters, are you basically getting into the tape of this, or is this, all right, we got through it, now we move on to the next?
I think you move on to the next. The Lions were pretty much on the same page as the Giants. We're going to keep it very vanilla. Let's get the guys out there and see what they look like. Now for the starters going into the next preseason game, now it's really about what do we have right now? Like, what do we look like? Because there, like I talked about it yesterday, not to be redundant, there is a checklist. I know every time we went to a preseason game, you know, I was fortunate enough to have offensive line coach Russ Grimm, the great Russ Grimm.
Yeah,
then I had Larry Zerline. Then I had the great Sean Coogler. And every time we went to the preseason game, there was a sense like, all right, we want to run 10 plays that we want to. That's our bread and butter. We got to see it now. What does that look like? Matchups, schematics, tight ends. Who we have on the outside that we can count on if there's a case that they're one on one. So in a blocking situation. So. It was little things you have to see. This is where you start to see it. Because, you know, the last one is really a dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And then you're off and running. So but I think a lot of these guys are getting ramped up and ready to go. It was interesting. I thought from the defensive side, from the Giants, Deontay Johnson, man, I thought he looked phenomenal. I thought speed. He had that one sack when Sutfield rolled out. He was able to get out there and make the big play. But I think their Giants defense their young guys, they all look fast and furious. So it was a good day for the Giants.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.